Thunder Grunt Podcast Network.
Glad to see you guys.
Glad to see you. Haven't seen you guys.
Man, look at Jeremy's all tanned.
Very tanned. I got back from my vacation. I was at the beach for a week. I was at the beach for half a week because I had to come back and work for 2 days in the middle of that week, which is just exciting. Yeah,
really?
My job is terrible. But the best part of my vacation was actually once I got back home. So we got home on Saturday, and my HOA pool association.
We know what the HOA stands for.
Yeah, we have a pool, and they also have like this little outdoor area. So they did like a carnival, like an end of summer carnival. And then my phone went off. Fucking jerk offs.
Nice job on that one. Now, just to be very honest, you are the one that generally yells at me for that.
Yeah, I forgot to turn my phone off. Anyway,
very important. Very
so we're at the carnival, and there's like these little kid bounce castles and stuff you buy tickets for. And so my 3-year-old wanted to go on the bounce castles, but one of them was like a bounce castle that shot water at you, and at the end there's a pool you jump into. It's like a slip and slide sort of, but a bounce castle slip and slide.
Sounds
hard
horrible.
To explain that. But so he went into the slip and slide, and he was like, "Dad, I'm cold." I'm like, "Well, we'll get changed in a minute, bud. Don't worry about it." He's like, "But I'm cold, Dad. It was 95 degrees out or whatever. It's fine." So we're turning around talking to somebody else, and everyone's staring at us. And I'm like, "Why is everyone staring at us?" And they were like kind of doing that like nod, you know, kind of like no one's mad. They're just kind of like, "That's something." So I turn around. He's completely naked, just standing by us. Completely naked.
Why did he take his clothes off?
They were wet. And he wanted to get changed. And I was like, "Buddy, you can't just get naked." And he's like, "But I want to be naked." And he proceeds to just hold himself.
Now, have you... I feel like this is a story that I'm sure that your mother could tell us about you.
Oh, there are some terrible stories about me.
His
that's
mother,
what about.
Jeremy, was back from Billy when he was like 25.
That's true.
After a night of drinking.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Making time.
Another episode, another week, Radio for Winners, Jeremy, Tony, Cherokee, Don. I got to tell you guys, I've been screwing up the intros for the last several months.
I think you just did again.
You were doing good till you started talking about screwing him up.
Well, doesn't he introduce himself first and then you and then me?
I don't think it matters.
No, it's always been Jeremy, but I need to know. I just need to know if we have listeners that are still in Germany. They've fallen off our tracks. Hit us up, rfwshow@gmail.com. Also, and this is kind of vague, don't really want to go into detail about it, but if you're the listener of the show, you enjoy the show, just send us a show that you liked in the past. Don't want to get into it. Don't need to get too detailed. But if you liked a show in the past, just let us know. Maybe we'll send it out somewhere. Anyway, that's a vague, very vague. Don't need to go into it. Hit us up on Twitter at Radio for Winners and on Facebook, Radio for Winners as well, which I'm not on. However, I have checked into Facebook once this week out of boredom, and I still don't miss it.
So I really do feel like you've practiced that.
This is all written down, gentlemen. This is all written down, as it will be for every comment that I make going forward. We'll see how many screw-ups I have now that every single word that I say is written down.
So speaking of screw-ups, I made a little bit of a screw-up at my new job. So
are you saying you're unemployed?
Don's back to living in the Beat Lab.
Yeah, no. I'm still employed. No, what I mean, I made a mistake. It's not that, you know, you ran into this before where you don't like to share with the people that you work with that you do this show.
Or anything I do.
Okay, right, because you have
my actual birthday. I don't like to tell anybody anything.
Is your birthday by chance 1180, like on Facebook?
Actually, I didn't put my date in at all. My birthday is not shown on Facebook.
My father-in-law has like 1930 or something like that. So everybody wishes him like a happy birthday, but it's not his real birthday. He thinks it's funny, but I got into a conversation with a gentleman that I work with that proceeded to tell me that his favorite TV show is Shark Tank, and that the reason that he loves Shark Tank is because he's very entrepreneurial. And I said, "Oh, well, tell me about some of the things that you do," just trying to spark up a conversation. He goes, "Well, I don't really want to talk about it." He goes, "But I do a radio show." I'm like, "Oh, okay." I'm like, "Well, maybe I should like latch onto this guy. Like, he's got like some sort of radio show, like on a local like." you know, FM station or something like that. He's just doing this job like kind of part time or something. He's like, no, I got a podcast. And immediately I went, oh, crap. You know, he's not helping me.
What a loser. This guy is a loser.
Right. So he's like, I'd like to play it for you. So he logs into the website and he plays like the first episode. And I'm listening. They have a little bit of an intro, and there's three people that do the show. I sound familiar so far?
So far, I think this is a winning formula. Yeah.
I'm waiting for the punchline to be one of you is working with me at the show, right? Yeah. So the first thing they do is like they do an introduction, like, hey, I'm Bill, and then you hear this.
Oh, they're passing the mic around?
Yeah, hi, this is Sally. Yeah, and they're passing the mic around.
Sally sounds rough.
Yeah, she is. she's on her last legs, if you know what I mean.
I hate when shows do that, where the show like will start off with, hi, I'm Bob, I'm Tim, and then I'm Jerry. Jeremy does that with his horrible podcast, Retrovaniacs. Listen to all 12 episodes.
Thank you for the plug.
But try the way, have you recorded this week?
No, I'm going to have to take the board tonight.
When are you going to drop that on me?
After the show, I was going to surprise you.
Actually, by the way, I listened to that show. The other two co-hosts are actually the strong points of the show.
Yeah, no, I'm not a good host.
I feel like you're the weak point. Maybe you should stop hosting.
Oh, you've hurt my feelings again.
So immediately I say to this guy, I said, oh, that's horrible. And he's like, he looked at me like I was just brutally honest. Like I was like, that's horrible. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, first off, I said, how many microphones are you using? I said,
wait, are you giving audio quality tips?
So now I catch myself. I'm providing this guy with audio tips on how to make a better podcast. And I realize the audio on my podcast is crap.
No, our audio sounds amazing. The content is terrible. Well, the audio sounds very good.
So that's true. So he immediately starts like getting on a pen and paper and starts jotting down the things that I'm saying. I said, you know, you need to get more than one microphone. He said, we can't really afford more than one microphone. However, they have T-shirts already made and business cards.
Did you just point around and say, at company I cannot mention, what? We sell microphones?
I did, indeed. I did. To which he said he can't afford them.
And then you just go, I just took a bunch, and now I don't work there anymore. There's my mistake.
So I'm giving people, I said, you need to buy more microphones. I said, what are we running the microphones into? Is there some sort of a soundboard type of thing? He's like, no, we don't have that. I said, well, let me give you a little bit of a trick I learned. You know, with microphones, if you're going to slide them across the table, put like a napkin or like, you know, like a washcloth of some sort underneath. That way you don't hear that slide. That's like, so I realized that I got that advice from Coach Nick when he was here the night that it was Frank About Beer guys. Yeah. So we, you know, all of the audio advice that I'm now giving this guy to make his podcast better is not even advice that I got or advice that I really feel that I even use here for this show.
Well, the multiple microphones, to be fair, is common sense.
Especially if you're going to have more than...
After you record one time and hear that noise, you should be like, you know what, guys, we're going to scrap this.
But they
redo
already
it.
They have T-shirts made. They have business cards already made. Then I said, well, so...
What's the name of the podcast?
Well, I'll share it at a later date because I don't really remember the name of it this second. I think it's like Sports Talk, and they do a show about like local sports, but they don't like any of the local sports teams. So
that's WJFK.
This guy is awesome. I really like him. But I said, so what kind of website you guys? Oh, let me show you the website. The website just had the first episode up. I said, so what kind of blog content you have going up there? Like what kind of follow up you?
Whoa! They have T-shirts, but they only have one episode up.
One episode, T-shirts, and business cards already printed.
Okay,
ready to go.
That's ridiculous. That is unfortunate.
But
2,000 plays on that one episode.
They are in the city papers, best of all. I'm just kidding.
Oh. Tony's about to flip the table.
Tony is about to hang up.
Speaking of the city papers, best of Baltimore, their annual edition they do, they have the readers poll. Got to give a little shout out to Digression Sessions.
Fellow
They are actually
podcast.
One of the top three podcasts to vote for. So nice work, Josh and Mike.
That's actually the best podcast on the network. They get great guests. You should definitely listen to the Digression Sessions and skip Radio for Winners every Friday.
Wow. I'm wondering how we didn't get any kind of, because apparently before this week where they narrowed it down to three podcasts. They had opened it up to basically anybody can submit their podcast. You would have thought, you know, being on a podcast network, that maybe we would have gotten some kind of notice that the city paper was doing this. I don't know. And, you know, just me.
Tony, to be fair, if they would have put it out, all of our organization is done via Facebook, which you're no longer on.
That's a good point. But there was nothing posted.
I didn't read it if there was.
Oh, I did. I've been reading it. But hey, speaking of digressions, I do digress.
Look at that. So, smooth, Don, under control.
What this guy has not yet realized and were asked me is, why do I know said knowledge that I know? He has not asked me that.
Which means he knows. He knows about Radio for Winners already.
Do you think?
No, or else he would have asked you for audio advice. He'd know Don is not the guy to ask.
Not once did he go, wow, man, you really do have a lot of information. Either that or he was like, this guy doesn't know a goddamn thing about
it. I'm recording this. I'm going to play it back for my friends later. Look at this crazy
We're
going to
do a podcast about this jackwagon. And
their whole next episode is about this asshole he works with who gives him unwanted advice for his podcast.
We got away from the sports talk format that we were going for, and we're just going to talk about the one guy at work. The one guy at work.
That's our show.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, so, I'll wrap that up with I don't know what more advice I can give him to make his podcast any better.
Well, you should find out the name of this podcast so we can at least tell people what podcast it is in case they want to talk about how they don't like local sports.
But if they start seeing a spike in listens,
then it wouldn't have been from this podcast. We have 7 listeners, Don.
That's very true. Very true.
And I think 3 of them are in this room with us.
Very true.
And at least 2 others are married to us. So
mine doesn't listen.
Mine only listens to the ones I wish he wouldn't.
That
happens every time.
I mean, somebody's
old Alexis Texas.
Yeah, that's excellent.
That means somebody's filling her with information.
That sounds terrible.
Speaking
Let's
of Alexis Texas,
let's talk about something else.
Yes.
You know, I did mention, I just want to say real quick, I was on vacation. I had to come back to work. Don, you've had many vacations where you end up leaving a couple days after your family and do the drive down by yourself.
Yes.
It was awesome. The drive by myself was the best drive on the vacation I've ever had.
Did you take like the back roads? Like, you
I
know?
Stopped and I got a bunch of different things to eat at random, and I stopped at some farmers markets just because I didn't want to get there too soon.
Several different things. You know, it really gives you an opportunity to browse convenience stores without having to run in and out.
I'm
going to
slowly read the menu at this Sonic's.
Who knew? Who knew they sold egg salad at this gas station?
I'm not going to eat it because it's egg salad at a gas station, but this is fascinating.
Sonic's, by the way, we just pulled a reference to 100 episodes ago.
That's true. Look at that. Sonic's is terrible.
Yeah, I thought Sonic's used to be great. Like, everyone was like, oh, they love Sonic's. I had it once, but I was drunk, so I don't really remember it. But
I had Sonic, like, it was probably like 7 or 8 years ago down in Delaware. There's that.
Yeah, that's the one I stopped at.
Yeah, so I thought that was fantastic. And then we stopped there probably like a year and a half ago. It was horrible.
Yeah, it was the worst. I got the... What are you doing? I got the... I thought you were doing something.
Are you talking to me?
No, Tony was doing something weird.
Oh, Buzzkill Jeremy bringing us down.
I thought Tony was telling me that something was going on. I didn't know.
I had a pen in the air.
It's very weird.
Put a cap on.
Nice.
It's bizarre.
Do you want to finish the story?
Okay.
Anyway, long story short.
Bit killer Jeremy.
Boo. No, I just
RFW
I got food there.
Show
and
at gmail.com.
I got one of the new croissant dogs, and it's not good. It's just a roll. It's not even a croissant. They lied.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Now, this was a hot dog?
Yeah.
Okay, so... I can honestly say, I don't think I've gone anywhere, well, besides like a baseball game and ordered a hot dog. Like
I love hot dogs. Talked about it. I'll house a whole pack of hot dogs.
Would you go to Five Guys? Like they have burgers and hot dogs. Would you get a hot dog at Five Guys?
No, but that's because I like the burgers at Five Guys. If I'm going to Five Guys, get a burger.
Let's say you get a pack of hot dogs, Jeremy. How many days until that pack of hot dogs is gone?
2 days.
I just want to 2 days.
2 days.
So you're talking 8 hot dogs in the pack.
Yeah, of course. Probably bun length, the little larger ones. You don't want to have the small hot dogs.
Now you're doing 2 hot dogs at a time. I see it was a 5 hot dog per day per time guy. At least 3.
I don't want to brag.
2. Definitely not doing 2 only.
I don't want to brag, but I could probably eat all 8 at once.
Now, do you ever put more than 1 hot dog on a bun?
No, that would be weird. That would be weird. Although if I have sub rolls, I will put 2 on a sub roll.
Ah,
but okay. I normally just buy enough hot dogs for the buns.
Now, do you ever put sauerkraut on your hot dog and then cry into it?
No, I do the first part. I do put sauerkraut on my hot dog. I'm also a big fan of the chili cheese dog. I also like putting jalapenos on a hot dog.
I like the chili cheese dog, and then I like putting onions on my dog, and sometimes I'll cut up some bell pepper and put that on my dog.
Now, have you ever had a hot dog down at, like, I think, is it H&G down in Baltimore?
No, I have not.
Okay.
No.
No?
What's H&G?
I don't know. That may be the wrong name of the place, but they apparently have, like, famous hot dogs.
No, I've not been to the place of famous
hot
dogs.
What is that that hot dog place near Marley Station Mall?
Ann's Dairy Queen.
Ann's Dairy, yeah.
But we used to call it Ann Frank's. That's just wildly inappropriate. Wildly inappropriate. Well, you think they would have gotten more business.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Well, listen to the first 129 episodes.
Very true.
You'll piece it together.
I like how you remember
that. I missed that place. That's the one place I used to go for the chili cheese dog. Or chili cheese dog.
Chili cheese dog.
Hey, that doesn't count as the intro. The intro I nailed. It doesn't count if we're 20 minutes in and I can't say cheese.
Chili cheese dog.
Chili cheese dog.
Chili cheese dog.
So before we get started with our, because I'm sure the title of the episode will be NFL 2015 picks. Before we get to our picks.
Yes.
How about a NASCAR trip update, Don?
Well, I don't have a music. Do we have music?
Any music for that? Just we, you know, last time we talked, you said you were going to book it. You were going to get us tickets.
So we're good.
And our RV.
All right. So
and there was going to be stacked with food.
All right. So the RV may have fallen through.
This is already a good sign.
All right. So the RV. The good news is backup plan got the van ready to go. So there are five of us going in the van.
Uh huh.
Okay. And Tony's going to meet us there.
That's right.
Yes.
So we're gonna sleep in a van.
No, we have a hotel.
You got a hotel already?
Yes. Well, no, I don't have a hotel already, but I have a hotel to book.
You're sure we're gonna have room left at the hotel? It's gonna be sold out?
No.
Is it not near Richmond at all?
No, it's right outside
hotel
of Richmond.
Is 4 hours.
Everything is fine. All right. Assholes.
Nah, I'm just for two nights, right?
Well, if we get a hotel, we'll just go we'll go Saturday morning instead of Friday.
Okay.
So we'll leave early Saturday morning because you can't get here till late anyway, right?
Till like 6:30.
Yeah. So if we had the RV, I would just go down. But if we don't have the RV, we'll just do the hotel. But we'll do it like
this is gonna with you and me sleeping in my Saturn.
What time is the race?
The race is, I think it's 8:30.
It's an evening race.
Yeah, it's a night race. Right. Saturday night. Yeah. So we would, but I would want to leave early Saturday morning, like 7.
Right.
So. I mean, that would require everybody to be at either at my house or Central Point.
I get up at 5 every morning. I'll be here.
Yeah, so I want
to
be...
Monet is my real concern.
Why?
Because when we had to leave early to go to Vegas, and he came to my house, he didn't go to bed till like 4
in the
morning.
Yeah, but he also packed a knife to take through the airport security. Here, there's no TSA involved.
That's true.
Yeah. So, no, we're ready to go. I'm off. I'm ready to go. I need this weekend. Yeah. So we're good.
Yeah, no, it should be a good time, as long as we have the tickets to get in.
Yeah.
So when we're hanging out outside... You know, before the race,
mm-hmm.
if I had friends that wanted to come that live kind of local, do they have to buy tickets to get to where we're going to be?
No.
Okay.
No, we'll just, I mean, we would just park. If we had the van, we would just park outside the track, like right outside the track.
All right.
There's like, it's a field around
the
track.
But I don't know if like it's fenced in, the field is fenced
no,
in.
No. You can access it. You can walk around and walk in.
We're set. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody listening was riveted by that conversation. I apologize.
That was a horrible transition.
I just wanted to know where we were.
We really could have done that off air.
We really could have done that off air. Yeah, so I've talked to Coach Nick. We're good. And, I will give you the details tomorrow. How about that?
All right.
Because I'm actually still trying to track down one RV company. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, I mean, are they a mobile RV company? Like, you can't find them?
No, they're trying to track me down an RV to use. I would prefer to do the RV because it would be more fun, but I definitely want to go, and we'll go.
We're going.
Regardless.
As long as you have tickets, we're going.
Yeah, we're going.
All right. So now, as everyone's been waiting for a full year, our annual NFL Picks segment. Boy, I can't tell you how excited everyone's going to be. This is where everyone has turned the podcast off. They will check it out next week to see what's going on. They're going to miss out on the news. It's going to be a humdinger this week, so you don't want to miss out on the news.
That was a horrible segment before that.
That was. They're all bad. It's okay. So
all right, before we jump into it, can we talk about the Picks League?
Yes. Every year we do our ESPN Pigskin Picks presents the Radio for Winners Football Picks League. It's not a fantasy league. You just pick the winners for each game every week. Whoever wins the most games, picks the most games correctly at the end of the year, wins an RFW prize pack worth at least $5 American. And if you live somewhere near us, you can come to a taping.
I thought it used to be no more than $5 American.
No, at the bare minimum, at least $5 American.
Oh, it was a minimum of $5 American?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, did we get a budget or something now?
No, we don't have a budget, but I will throw in $5 towards a gift. I'm very excited.
We are getting T-shirts.
We're going to get T-shirts and business cards.
Yeah, so. But we have to change the name of our podcast to whatever the name of their podcast was.
Just to steal their shirts. They've already got designs out. Anyway, so yeah, if you want to join our Picks League, please go to ESPN.com.
Can we change our logo, by the way?
Yeah, sure, but let's focus here, Don. Let's focus. We can have a whole other episode about changing our logo.
Sorry, okay.
It's an old logo.
It is an old logo. Anyway, Pigskin Pick'em.
Pigskin
Pick'em. ESPN. What is the password?
The group name is RFW Pigskin, and the password is penis.
I'll keep
all lowercase. I'm going to put it on Facebook a bunch. I'll put it on Twitter a bunch. We're going to put it on our blog at radioforwinners.com.
We'll tag Tony in it on Facebook.
So that all the people that follow Tony when he does an update will know exactly where to
City
go.
City Paper is involved now.
We have like 15 or so players as of this morning, so it's going fine. I'd like to double that if we could. We still have a week. By the time the next episode airs, the season will be underway. So we're doing our picks this week in the middle of the fourth week of preseason games.
How many more ACLs get torn between now and season opener?
What, just on the Ravens?
Yes.
Like 10 guys. Fantastic. It's going to be amazing.
Awesome.
All right, so let's do this.
All right, here we go.
All right, we're going to start with the AFC East. Buffalo Bills, New York Jets, New England Patriots, Miami Dolphins. Don.
What am I giving? Wait a minute. What am I giving you?
You're giving me the winner of the division.
All right, can you give those to me one more
Buffalo
time?
Buffalo Bills, New York Jets, New England Patriots, Miami Dolphins.
The winner of the division will be the New England Patriots.
All right, Don is picking the Patriots. Tony.
Yes, even with Tom Brady out for four games, the Patriots will still win the division.
Now, I'm going to take the Dolphins. I think the four games is enough to knock them down a few.
And the Ryan Tannehill taking the Dolphins to the number
defense
one seed.
Defense will take the Dolphins just fine. It'll be just fine. Right. AFC North, Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers, Cleveland Browns, and the Cincinnati Bengals. Don.
Why am I always first? Can't we rotate?
Sure. Tony.
Steelers.
Ugh. Turn the radio off. I'm done. Don.
Why can't you go next?
I'm going to go with the Ravens. I'm going to pick the Ravens no matter what is going on because I am a home team guy.
I'll go with the Ravens as well because I got that mural behind me.
That's right. You can't pick a different team. You don't want a Steelers mural.
Nope.
All right. AFC South, Tennessee Titans, Jacksonville Jaguars, Indianapolis Colts, and the Houston Texans.
What were the choices again? The Jacksonville Jaguars, Houston Texans, the Tennessee Titans, and
the Colts.
And the Colts. That is, we'll go with the Colts.
All right, Don is going with the Colts. Tony.
Colts will run away with that division.
Yeah, I think you'd be a fool not to pick the Colts. I'm going to do so as well. That's one of those divisions we don't have to talk about ever again. AFC West, Broncos, Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs.
AFC West. Go ahead, Tony.
Broncos.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Chargers.
These are the same picks that we made last year,
well,
I believe.
Well, the team hasn't changed drastically, although the coach has.
Yes, yes. I think you still got to go. Well, I don't know. The Chargers do look pretty good. What are the other two teams?
Broncos, the Raiders.
Raiders.
And the Chiefs.
Highly improved Raiders. I think the Chiefs could be pretty good. That's a tough division right there. I'm still going to go with the Broncos.
All right.
Okay.
And now we've got the NFC East, the Cowboys, the Redskins, the Eagles, and the Giants.
Okay, is RG3 playing for any one of those teams?
Not, at this point in time, no, he is not.
I guess
he's still on the Redskins roster, but he's not
their
starting quarterback.
For now he is. That should be a bet. Let's go with the Dallas Cowboys.
Tony.
Cowboys.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I think the Cowboys are probably a safer bet, but the Eagles could be amazing. We'll see. NFC North, Bears, Vikings, Packers, Lions.
Oh, go ahead.
Packers.
Okay, Tony.
Packers. I can't disagree with Jeremy on that one.
I'm going with the Packers as well. I think that is a division that can be easily won by the Green Bay Packers.
All right, that means congratulations, Lions, on winning that division.
Winning the Super Bowl.
Like every other year,
yep.
We don't pick anyone that even goes to the Super Bowl.
Go Cubs.
NFC South, Falcons, Buccaneers, Saints, and Panthers.
Falcons, Saints, Buccaneers, and Panthers. That is a division that we can easily eliminate
from
the NFL.
Last year, that was a garbage division.
That is a they can be eliminated from the NFL.
I'm going to go first on this one. I'm going to pick the Falcons.
Okay. Tony.
Because they're the first team listed.
Okay. I think it's still a garbage division. I still think it's going to be relatively competitive because of the fact that all the teams will still be bad. I'm going to say the Saints though pulled out.
Yeah, I think the Saints had a bad year with their coach coming back last year, a little bit of an off year. I think they still have some salary cap issues. I don't know. I'm going to go with the Falcons as well, Jeremy. How about
all
that?
All right, look at that. Awesome. Now yes. The Panthers are going to win that, but that's okay. Falcons on
top. I think the Panthers would have had a shot at it, but they have way too many injuries that are going to put them behind the 8 ball.
I still can't root for the Panthers.
But I thought you said that's your
home
team.
That's local for you now.
That's your local home
team.
They
are, and I cannot get into them. I tried.
Right, we have one division left, the NFC West. We've got the Rams, Seahawks, 49ers, and Cardinals.
All right. Rams, I think they made a mistake trading Sam Bradford. The 49ers are going backwards. Who was the other team?
Cardinals and the Seahawks.
How do you not know these teams, Don?
I don't know the divisions. Let's go with the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think you have to go with the Seahawks.
But I think this is it. This is it for the Seahawks.
The Cardinals give them a run, but the Seahawks will prevail.
Yeah, I think they're still set up to do well for at least this season, probably next.
Now, do we pick wild cards?
We can pick wild cards. We did last year.
All right.
Let's do it. AFC wild card. Don, two teams.
Go to somebody else.
All right, Tony, you're two wild cards.
I'm going to go with the two sleeper teams this year. These are no one else is going to call these teams out. I am.
The
I'm saying you'll see. You'll see
Bruins.
Both of these teams.
The Cubs. the Capitals and the Bruins.
The Raiders and the Browns.
Wow. Yeah,
no one else is
those.
Calling that. I say you'll
the
see both of those teams
wait,
in the wild card.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
His wild card picks are pretty intense.
He said the Raiders
and
the Browns?
That's a strong
yes,
set
absolutely.
Picks.
Manziel is going to get it done.
Wow.
Is he even the starting quarterback?
I don't think so.
All right, good call. go ahead. You got yours?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Lions.
Okay,
and
that's an NFC team. You want to go with
oh,
the
yeah.
AFC?
How
do you not
looking,
know the teams? Thank you, Tony, for backing me
phone.
Up on that one.
Now I feel sad.
Let's
just go with the Patriots and the Steelers call it a day.
Way to go, you.
Patriots. I wonder if anyone listens to us and thinks that we have any idea what
no,
we're talking about.
We don't
about.
Have a clue. Except I
does
did.
Jeremy just
I
the
just
Lions.
Said the wrong team. I'm looking at it on my phone. I'm going to blame that. Go ahead.
Horrible. I am going to go with the San Diego Chargers. And then I am going to go with a sleeper here with the Buffalo Bills.
Wow. Well, they do have Tyrod.
They do have Tyrod throwing the ball.
I wish we had him back because Schaub is
well,
garbage.
I know he'll be
hot
sleeping
garbage.
In on Sundays in December and January. That's the Buffalo Bills.
Now, you want to pick the wild cards for the NFC.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Lions.
Jeremy. I'd be great if you didn't go with the Lions.
Yeah,
if you
I'd go with the Lions and the Cardinals.
All right. Lions, Cardinals, Tony.
Probably a little bit more credible picks this time, the Eagles and the Cardinals.
All right. I am going to go with the Eagles, and I am going to go with the Cardinals as well. Tony.
Very well. Very well. That's our amazing picks. We want to pick the Super Bowl. I think we've been wrong every single year. Do we even want to bother with that?
I was right last year. I had the Patriots going to the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
I was right.
I don't think that's
go
true.
Go back and listen.
I'm not going to, but if our listeners want to, they can.
They
it's
can.
It's all up there on Podbean.
Nobody's
going to
back me up on it.
No one is. It's okay.
No one is.
So we won't pick that part. Let's end this segment now with our regular segment we do every week, Radio for Winners. And the news. That's right, Radio for Winners and the news. Every week we pick 2 to 3 news stories, sometimes less, sometimes more. And then we go ahead, we take the facts out everyone else already talked about. We put new facts in to make that story more exciting so you can tell everyone at work. Guys, biggest news of 2015. Biggest news.
I'm ready.
Starting October 6th. 6th is right, Tony?
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's will sell breakfast all day long. 2015
nationwide.
Is the year I hit 350 pounds, guys. I'm going to stop on the way here, on the way back from here, every night with Egg McMuffins. It's going to be amazing. The Beat Lab's going to be strewn with papers.
It's Jeremy's new theme song in
But I just like the Egg McMuffin and the Sausage McMuffin with Egg. I don't really like the other things that much, but I'm going to eat them a lot. It's going to be exciting.
Sausage McMuffin with Egg.
There are two McDonald's near my house. Literally, I can't leave my house without running into a McDonald's.
I'm thinking that if you timed it right, you may be able to hit both of them and be done by the time. Like, if you hit the one...
Oh, I'll be done before I get to the light.
Like,
and
if
then
you
there's
went out,
four. There's two more McDonald's right by Don's place, so you could potentially hit four McDonald's.
This is going to be incredible.
You could go out the back way down by like.
That's how I like to go out, Don. there I was.
Anyway, you could go out back by where Hopkins Road is down and hit that McDonald's there. Go up three. Past the new shopping center and hit that McDonald's in the middle of the median.
Yeah, that's nice.
You know what I mean? And then if you really, really wanted to push the envelope, you could probably hit that one in Bowie.
Man, my life is going to be amazing. My quality of life is just shot way up.
I'll take clogged arteries for $1,000.
Clogged arteries.
Clogged arteries. Okay, well, I mess up with things too. All right, so you're excited about this.
I am excited. I'm surprised that no one else seems to care. I think it's amazing.
Now, are you concerned that they've raised the price of the Egg McMuffin up
to $20 a piece? You want to sell breakfast all night? Take this, assholes. $20 a sandwich.
The market research shows they can charge more if they sell breakfast all day.
Yeah, 2 in the morning, you've had a couple of drink, you're in someone else's car because you'd never drive home. That's irresponsible. And you stop at McDonald's and they're like, oh, I'm going to get a cheeseburger. And you're like, I want eggs.
Yes.
Done. 20 yes. bucks. Good job, McDonald's.
Man, yeah. I mean, you've been in like a sleazy McDonald's. You know what I mean? Like a one that just it's not. They don't follow the McDonald's protocol. Like, you ever been in one of those? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, they're not up to standard. It's not as clean as.
You know
like
what I can't stand is when they do the drive around up front for your total.
Yes, that means
like that's you know. What, am I going to change my mind all of a sudden because you told me it's $9?
No, that means they can't do the math. They can't find the sausage muffin on the little screen to press that button. But I'm talking like, you know, the McDonald's, like New York Avenue, you know, down in D.C., like that double decker, right? Okay. Now.
I've never been in that one. Don't plan to.
Okay.
You have to step over the rats to get in.
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, what do you think an Egg McMuffin at, let's say, 8 o'clock at night? Where do you, I mean, do you think that was cooked fresh for you?
No, I don't think any McDonald's is cooked fresh for me.
From farm to table.
That's their
McDonald's.
New slogan.
That's the way it is here in Nashville. Everything's farm to table. Literally everything.
Yeah. Well, speaking of farm to table, here's our next amazing story. Donald Trump still in the lead in the polls, most polls, for the Republican National. That's not the right words at all. I should stop talking. Anyway, Donald Trump still rules.
Hey, is Carly Fiorina? Was her name last
Fiorina.
Name? Fiorina.
Fiorina.
Oh, man, she's a weird lady. She's got that crazy eye thing going on.
Is she the HP lady?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, it is RNC.
Yes.
Republican, National.
It's convention, but that's not the... That wasn't what I meant to say. I just realized halfway through saying that's what I said.
Okay.
They should get the Republican nomination.
I don't think that's the right... I don't think
Republican
that's the
nomination.
Isn't it the Republican National Committee? Not convention.
No, it's convention.
Are you sure?
Nope.
Okay,
but I say
so
with
Trump,
conviction,
Trump is still leading the polls. You got Carson, who's working his way up there as well.
Is there any doubt I wouldn't be leading the polls?
Oh, see, we got a lot of good comments from the last episode. People love your Trump. They love it.
I mean, Donald Trump's here with us now.
I'm sorry. Hey, Mr. Trump, everyone loves you on the show.
He had to leave.
He just left. He was offended by me calling him Don. He left. I don't blame him.
So I think if you go back and listen a couple episodes ago, I said that this was all a gimmick for him to drive up publicity for all of the product lines that he has out there. But he has legitimately, like, spoken for every angry American in the country. And I'm just, I think I said to somebody the other day, what's 4 years? I mean, it's just 4 years, right? I mean, you can vote him out after 4 years, right? I mean, it's just 4 years, right?
I think that's...
That should be the campaign. It's, like, it's just 4 years.
It's just
years.
4 years. Trump.
Trump. It's just 4 years. Right?
Trump, like, Carson.
Like,
what's the worst that can happen?
I look forward... Yeah. It's just 4 years. What's the worst that can happen? Trump. I look forward to when President Trump is behind the desk in the Oval Office, like doing one of those My Fellow American like speeches on TV. How do you think that's going to go when there's no audience for him to feed off of? You know what I mean? Like,
it'll be awkward.
It will be awkward, but I think that he's still going to get angry and scream too. But the question becomes, is he going to
do what I ran. They're a bunch of losers.
Now you know where that blimp is flying all around Baltimore. Do you think now that the new surging in the polls, Ben Carson, is now becomes his running mate and they form some sort of unstoppable Republican coalition?
I don't think they'll win the actual election. I think even if they did get the nomination somehow, I don't think they'll win the election.
I'm really surprised. I really thought that there would be a Republican that would really just...
Speak to me.
I thought there would be a Republican that would just jump out, like, oh, man, this is crap. Let's not buy into this. Like, let's do something. Like, they're all, like in a corner.
Yeah, they don't step forward. Like, they don't try to...
They keep waiting for it to implode is what they do, and it's not imploding. So that's the shocking piece is that, you know, nobody's kind of stepping up because I don't think anybody has a game plan to sort of work around them, which is the reason they keep surging in the polls. That's right. We used surging in the polls on this show.
A very smart episode of Radio for Winners after that football disaster and the NASCAR disaster.
It was the NASCAR disaster, yeah. Yeah, you know, you're really bringing the show down. I think it's because you're focusing on that other gaming thing.
Retrovaniacs. This week, guys, we're going to talk about Pac-Man. Hey, everybody used to play Pac-Man. There was like five different variations of Pac-Man, but you couldn't stop playing it because you absolutely loved it. And then all of a sudden, you eat that thing in the ghost, but it looked like a strawberry, but it was more of a ghost. Oh, man, I remember that. I remember I played that for the NSES, and I was playing it, and I just remember one time I got a high score of 18,000. I immediately jacked off all over to myself, got it on my foot, wiped it up, put on a hot dog, and then chow it down.
Now, he can do that, but can't say, hey, everybody, another episode of Radio for Winners, Jeremy, Tony, Cherokee.
Send your feedback, rfwshow@gmail.com. What was your favorite episode in the past 6 weeks? Not that we're going to use it for anything, but just let us know your favorite episode.
I like that. I don't know what this is about.
We need to talk about the group text messaging thing. It's driving me crazy. I think that you two are planning against me on that.
We can do that off show because it's actually not a good conversation.
It's not. Because we aren't fucking with you.
You guys already destroyed it with the NASCAR talk.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. We can edit out the NASCAR talk.
No, it's
But
fine.
Now it would make no sense we're talking about NASCAR.
It might be the title.
Anyway, the third story, Don, I'm actually not the best person to talk up this story because I am not tied to that sport. But I believe you.
Why am I tied to that sport?
Much more than me. Go ahead, Don.
Okay. Hey, do you remember the 1980s? How awesome the WWF was? Do you remember a wrestler by the name of Jimmy the Superfly Snuka? Well, guess what? He killed his girlfriend. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Well, he has been arrested, so that's not allegedly.
Yeah, so apparently there was... Who the hell's working on a Jimmy Superfly Snuka, like, cold case?
I think it's the impersonation.
So apparently
I gotta get that snooker case out.
I'll be working on that one because I think that's gonna be as big as the OJ trial. They're bringing Marsha Clark back. So he apparently do you understand the full story, Tony? Did he allegedly killed her, they found her dead, but he was like talked to as a suspect, but then it didn't, you know, fully come to full circle for like 30 years?
Yes, his story is that they were traveling, coming back from a show. She stepped out to go to the bathroom out of the car, slipped on a rock or something, hit her head very, very hard. He didn't realize it. He brought her back into the car, took her back to the hotel room. He goes out to do his other show or whatever, comes back, and then she's dead.
I hate when people slip on rocks. Might bash their skulls in.
However, like 4 months prior, he was investigated for like beating her up in a hotel room. So it's
now, how did this not get publicized? Like
Vincent McMahon.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Also, it would have been long enough ago. We wouldn't have really paid attention to the news at that point.
Well, I do believe that Tony made a very good point. What was the cartoon? The
wasn't the WWE Supercade or something?
Yeah. Or something like that.
they're either dead, they're racist, or
arrested for killing their wife.
I think it was a girlfriend, but yeah, that's kind of where we're at with that. But yeah, I'm sort of shocked. That's, you know, Jimmy the Superfly. I mean,
it's been a rough year for wrestling.
But he's 70 now, though, right?
70s he's battling stomach cancer, so well, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I don't know. I mean, it's not.
I guess that's going to delay his return to the ring.
We will not be seeing him in WrestleMania versus Bobby Heenan.
Bobby the Brain Heenan.
If I saw him today, I'd take a look at him now.
Walk away. Just let me leave without a trace. Standing here.
This is my favorite part of the show.
I screwed up the words. I'll do this part. Who?
No, touching.
You're the only one really knew me at all.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.
This is a bit of an inside joke. It's funny. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? Because we shared the laughter and the pain. We even shed the tears. You're the only one really knew me at all. You guys sing along with me? So take a look at me now. There's just an empty space. There's nothing left here to remind me. I hit that. Just the memory of your face. The
karaoke's paying off, though.
I've never talked about that, too. I did do it a second time. There's just an empty space.
Your new song.
Not this song, but I will next time. Back to me is against all odds. And that's what I've got to face. I'll do this at NASCAR. Karaoke in the field.
With my full Joy Logano gear.
What was the movie that was it called? Against All Odds.
Yes,
movie
it was.
That's based on. I just remember the video. They showed like clips of the movie, and the guy like drives up onto a ramp into the back of a truck.
That was Knight Rider. You're thinking of Knight Rider, Doug.
I might be wrong. I might be incorrect.
See you later, everybody.
See you guys.
Take a look at me now. Well, it's just an empty space. An empty space. There's nothing left here to remind me. Just a memory of your face.
Of your face.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.